Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you,
Kronos. The curtain of threads that you manipulated fall away, and your vision is replaced with darkness. And you can hear something almost as if you're underwater. It might be music. You start kind of focusing on the surroundings, and eventually it clears. And you're in a weirdly familiar place. All around you are awkward high schoolers slow dancing, and a recognizable song plays over the high school gymnasium that looks slightly not as well made up as you were last here, and no one is wearing masks.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is Kronos, like, on the floor? Like, in this universe, did they fall down? How are they arriving in this universe that we might react to their arrival?
Kronos doesn't arrive at all. Kronos's perception of the world is tied to something. You feel something resting against the back of your head, like you're leaning against a wall, just kind of observing Silverhawk Kai's prom again.
Joe, can I roll and assess the situation?
Yeah. Roll me that assess.
Hey, that's a 9.
You're successful!
New reality, new you.
Yep.
Is that a new haircut?
So yeah, there are a bunch of like guiding questions, but you know, is there anything you particularly want answered?
So do I get the feeling that this is like real, or do I feel like someone is like manipulating my mind into seeing this?
Okay. Nothing immediately around you suggests that this is a perception being forced on you.
Okay.
Kind of gathering what you can of your senses currently, there was this like haze of you couldn't quite see or hear things properly. That appears to like have cleared up, and you're kind of perceiving things as you normally would. Just taking a look around the sea of people in tuxedos. I don't know how much Kronos remembers of the prom, but you kind of see some familiar faces of students. The DJ is different. That's interesting.
Okay. So am I in my regular suit or am I in something else?
You're not. What kind of suit are you wearing?
So the suit I'm wearing is probably a dark navy. And as I turn my hands over, it's probably the first time that I've really allowed myself to see my hands since becoming Kronos. And I think my nails are painted probably like a dark purple.
So I think as you have that like moment of introspection, like looking over your hands, you recognize the song as the one Jace asked you to play back in the clock tower. And I think at the same time that Kronos spots Jace in the crowd, we can jump over to Jace and see what's changed about him and maybe who he is dancing with.
It's a slow dance. Jace is holding his partner tightly, and they are moving in practiced circles. Jace is leading. He looks different. His hair is an undercut that kind of falls to one side. His suit, his tuxedo, at first looks black, but as soon as light touches it, it looks crimson. And the crimson kind of dances along the fabric. There is no ascot. There is no burden, almost. He seems a little bit looser, a little bit more likely to laugh. And as he turns, his partner comes into view. And his partner is also kind of Mediterranean descent, short, close-cropped hair, only a few inches shorter than Jace, wearing a bright bubblegum pink tuxedo with silver accents. Jace is wearing silver accents as well. And they dance, and Jace puts his head onto his partner's shoulder and looks very relaxed. So the song kind of wraps up, and Jace and this person kiss. It's not anything ostentatious. It's just a quick, you know, that was fun kiss. And then Jace takes him by the hand and leads him over to the punch bowl.
Which, conveniently, is where Kronos is.
Everything okay, Ash? You're really pale.
Jace, something's going on. None of this is real.
Jace looks over to his partner. Ash, are you feeling okay?
Someone has us.
Do you need to step outside for some air, or?
I think at this point, I just turn and I bolt.
Ashley! And Jace takes off after Kronos while kind of tugging and then letting go of his partner's hand.
Jace's partner just kind of lets them go, looks surreptitiously at the punch bowl, like dips a pinky in and licks and follows after Jace.
Jace pulls out his regular cell phone and shoots off a text. Mitch, there's something wrong with Ash. Meet me in the bathroom.
I think that's a great place to cut over to where Mitch is in all of this.
Mitch is wearing a charcoal gray suit with a plain white shirt and a pretty ordinary blue and green striped tie. His hair is longer. It's tousled, almost messy, but in like a cool way. This is a preppy Mitch. You can look at him in the suit and know somehow that like half of his closet is polo shirts.
Fair.
And what he was doing when he got that text from Jace was he's on one knee down on the floor with a roll of gaffer's tape, and he's just helping tape down some loose wires coming off the lighting rig that are shooting off all the colored lights for the dance. He's there with the rest of his AV team members.
Yes.
He says, oh, wow, somebody else needs my help. Okay. And he hands the tape off to some other preppy looking kid. And he's like, I'll be right back.
So when Kronos runs into the bathroom and sees themselves in the full wall mirror, what looks back at them?
So Ashley is probably 6 foot, has a dirty blonde undercut, steel gray eyes, not particularly muscular, but not unfit. He looks like a regular dude.
A few moments later, Jace arrives.
Sword and fire. Ashley, are you okay?
This is fake. Like, something's happening to us. This isn't real. None of this is fucking real.
Leo, was it spiked? Did someone put something in there?
Didn't taste like it.
Ashley, it'll be okay. I need you to breathe. Mars's light.
This is wrong.
Yes, I can tell. Something is wrong. Breathe.
I don't know who that is. Like, I mean, that's me in the mirror, but it's not me. None of this is fucking real.
Jace's eyes go a little wide and he looks around and he gives Leo a significant look to like shut the door or like look for Mitch and then shut the door.
Yeah.
Ash.
Who is Ash? Fucking hell, Jace. How do you not know what's this is? Someone is controlling us. Someone is making us see things.
What do you know? Okay. Okay. Something was definitely in that punch. Cool. Great. We're going to breathe and we're going to get through this. Your name is Ashley Velmont. You are in Silverhawk High. You're at prom. It's okay. Let me call my dad. Let me call my dad. He'll know what to do. Just breathe. And Jace pulls out his cell phone. He pushes a couple of buttons and then starts speaking Russian into his phone. The conversation's pretty short, but he hangs up the phone. My dad will be here soon.
Since when do you speak Russian? What?
My father is Russian. You've been to my house.
Hey, are there any windows in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out those windows no matter what it costs. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Jace will try to bodily block you from walking out the door. And Jace is not a small dude.
Oh, boy. Jace would be the one preventing, so I think roll A directly engage.
That is a 9 plus danger.
Mm-hmm.
So an 8.
So outside of the bathroom, we see Leo coming back with a bottle of water. And Mitch runs up. And suddenly there's a lot of banging. And Leo kind of looks at Mitch and just goes, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, what's going on? Is somebody hurt?
I don't know. Ash might have drunk something. I'm gonna go fix as like the sound of a sink smashing. I'm gonna go.
Do you want me to watch the door like it so I can explain if like the vice principal walks past? Like, is everything okay? Like, what can I do to help?
That thing you just said, just like. Yeah, just keep people out of here.
Okie dokie.
He just says as like he's kind of halfway like opening the door and like having to turn back to talk to you. Leo heads into the bathroom to see Jace and Ashley grappling.
Leo, help!
And you're not supposed to be here. Jace, you have to snap out of it. None of this is real. They are giving us everything we want. So I'm going to fight this and I'm getting past Jace.
So you can go ahead and roll me a direct engage.
Okay. I got a 2.
There's the Chronos we know.
Different universe, some things stay the same. So yeah, you're trying to pull like whatever this confrontation is towards the window, and Jace is just doing his darndest to keep you there. Leo also, like, is there and is just really unsure of how to proceed. He's just like, I haven't had to do anything like this in years. So, Eli, I need you to take a powerful blow.
Okay. So I got an 11.
Oh, fun. Okay, so I need you to pick one off of that list.
I'm going to remove myself from the situation.
Cool. So, I mean, since you're being prevented from leaving on your own power, the only real option there is for you to pass out, so... I guess you managed to push away for just a second, but with everything that's gone on and a wet floor, you know, you just keel backwards and just crack your head on one of the stalls. Jace, and go over and check and, like, make sure that you are still breathing, which you are, like, you just seem to have conked your head and, yeah, Ashley's out of it.
Chazagalima.
Yikes. I mean, I guess that worked itself out.
Yeah, but this is wrong. Not this, and he just kind of indicates to everything. This, and he indicates to Ashley. Maybe Doc can take him to the hospital.
I mean, yeah, he's gonna need it for that. Oh, by the way, Mitch, you can come in now.
Oh, sorry, Mitch.
We're all clear?
Yeah, we're clear. As you come in and see, like, a cracked sink and an unconscious Ashley, and, like, my suit is ripped.
Why were you fighting Ashley? What's going on?
He just kept screaming that none of this was real, and then he tried to go out the fucking window, and now he's there, and I'm gonna have my doll take him to the hospital. I mean, I'll go. I don't want to leave him As he's saying that, he freezes, looks at Leo. Oh, Mars, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just, like, eyebrows shoot up. No, I get it.
Look, it's okay. Like, I'll go with Ashley. It's all right. And Mitch is leaning down and he's taking off his, like, suit blazer and he's folding it up and, like, putting it under Ashley's head while he's lying unconscious on the bathroom floor. Like, the rest of the AV club, they've got it. Like, you two can go out there and dance. Yeah, and have a date to prom, so this is my date now, I guess.
Well, no, I'd feel no. I'll go with you too. Like, it's, I'm worried.
Okay.
And his phone goes off again, and he picks it up and he shoots a quick text to his dad. Dahl'll be here in a couple of minutes. He's at the school. He just has to get here.
A few moments later. And I realize, because he's always in his armor, we've never actually got a description of what Mars looks like.
So Jace's Da comes in, and he is a pale man, blonde hair, kept very, very short, very militaristic, probably wearing, like, jeans and a button-down, not dressy, but also not casual, because I don't think he knows the meaning of the word casual.
Mm-hmm.
But a look of controlled anxiety, but also the, I am now here, I have this. The like that unshakable certainty that everything will be fine now that I am here. But he's a very handsome man.
Do you have any idea what happened to him?
No, he just started, like... So we were dancing, and then we went to go get some punch, and Ash was by the punch, and he started screaming that none of this was real, and that I wasn't real, and that nothing was real, and then we chased him in here, and he tried to climb out the fucking window, and then he hit his head. And I'm really worried.
I see. Right. I will. And he scoots to the side of Mitch to, like, princess carry Ashley out of there.
Hello, Mr. Jace's dad, sir. I'll take my blazer back, I guess.
His last name is Petrov.
Mr. Petrov. Hi, Mr. Petrov. I'll take my blazer back, and you just let me know what else I can do to help. Can I follow you guys out to your car?
I think it might not be the best idea to crowd him at this moment, but if you want to come with him...
Jace takes your hand and squeezes it in a come with us.
Okay. Yeah, and, like, if you guys don't have room, I can call my mom and dad, and they can give me a ride, but, yeah, I'm with you guys.
Space won't be an issue. You can come with us.
So as we kind of hang back, because obviously we're going to hang back from my dad carrying an unconscious body. So one of the things he said before he knocked himself out was that it was a villain doing this.
Villain?
Yeah. Like, capital V, villain.
Those are illegal.
Very, very illegal and not seen in years. So just hear Gwen somewhere going, no shit.
If it's a villain, I'll keep my eyes open. I'll be on the lookout. We're not letting whoever they are get away with this.
Right.
I don't suppose you saw Ash before all this happened? Because we were kind of distracted.
No, I didn't see Ashley come in, which was weird. I was kind of stationed by the door, like, you know, making sure that the lights weren't hitting anybody as they came in, and like the disco ball was all set up right, and, you know, the little photo slideshow was running okay. All that stuff was by the front door to the gymnasium, and yeah, I didn't see anything.
And Jace has this like look of concern on his face. Especially thinking to how Ash reacted to Leo's name. That was a little weird. And so he takes Leo's hand and kind of leans on him a little bit for comfort. Let's just get him to the hospital. Maybe could someone have given him like a roofie? But roofies don't do that.
Super villain drugs. New crazy ones.
Yeah, Mitch. Supervillain drugs.
Hospitals do tox screens. I've seen it on TV. We'll get it figured out.
True. The doctors will know what to do.
I mean, it might just be stress, like his folks do super dangerous work.
Yeah. I don't know. We're real. And he kind of picks up his step and strides forward.
Were we in danger of not being real? I think Mitch is just, like, patting his arms and, like, clapping Jason Leo on the shoulders, like...
Leo gives Mitch the common look that just communicates he's being dramatic.
No matter what.
Dramatic Jace I can get.
Hey guys, welcome back to Fifth Watch. I hope you're enjoying this episode. I'm sorry it's a bit short and there are some kind of stilted bits. We had a bit of trouble with some Eli's audio, so we had to re-record some stuff, so that's why it might not quite mesh up and why we had to cut a few things. So apologies for that, but hopefully you enjoyed. So I will just quickly go through where you can find us on the internet as well as our High Tide recommendation, and then I'll let you get back into the rest of the episode. So you can find the Lost Library on Twitter at Lost Library Cast. You can hit us up with an email via lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And as always, our music is Save the World by Cambo. For this month's High Tide recommendation, I would love for you guys to go and check out Pop Culture Failure, where every episode Jake and Sky watch and talk about some of the worst things to grace our popular culture, except for right now where they're doing My Hero Academia. So it's not all bad for our hosts. You can find them wherever podcasts are available and on Twitter at @failedpopculture. There is no E at the end of culture. So yeah, I definitely recommend going and checking out that show, and I will let you get back to the episode, and I'm going to go and get some sleep. Transition from there to we're doing all of the hits. Kronos, or Ashley, you wake up in a hospital.
Yay!
Does this look like a normal hospital or like a superpowered hospital? Well, not a superpowered hospital, but a superhero hospital.
It looks distinctly more normal. Like things are hazy and you're very clearly on a lot of painkillers. You notice a shape in the corner of the room, and as you blink to clear your vision, there's someone there asleep in a chair. And as your eyes kind of adjust to the darkness, and in a strange, like, metaphysical way, some part of you recognizes this person as your mother, or Ashley's mother. So what does she look like?
She's a very strong woman. She looks like she could probably beat the shit out of you, but she has very kind eyes, and she has a lot of wrinkles around her mouth because she smiles a lot. She has blonde shoulder length, maybe a little shorter hair. It's currently probably pulled back in a ponytail, and she has green eyes. As soon as I recognize that it's her, I kind of start to panic a little bit, and I just want to get out of there, and I just want to find an escape out as quickly as possible.
Okay. You kind of swing your legs over the side of the bed to stop pulling at wires and stuff. God, what can I make you roll for, like, a stealth check?
How about just a straight 2d6 roll?
Yeah,
we can go with that.
I got a 7.
Woo!
Okay, cool. So yeah, you're going to be able to make it over to your exit of choice relatively silently.
Okay.
So yeah, you make your way over to an open window, I guess. And I think because it's a mixed success, she'll stir just as you're about to make your way out. And she says, "So, are you gonna talk about what happened?"
When she says that, I just kind of take a beat to look at her, and then I shake my head and I hop out the window.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Joe, how high is the window to the ground?
How do I generate what floor you're on? I mean, this is the perfect moment for me to be a dick, and it's just like, you wake up again in a hospital. You're in a full body cast.
Christ.
Jumping out the window, there is like quite a drop, but you're able to like tuck and roll and land in like this soft lawn that's just out front of the hospital, and you just like booking it.
I think I would go to the clock tower, because that's really the only place that I know of where there's potentially answers and where I feel safe.
I suspected as much. So yeah, we kind of have like a few following shots of Ashley running through the city in a hospital gown.
Just bare ass to the world.
I think like after 20 minutes, you arrive at your clock tower. The facade of it hasn't changed much, but the front door has been barred up.
Is there like a cinder block around or like something heavy that I can use to bash this lock open?
Yeah, I'm sure there's there's an errant cinder block or something like that lying around.
Cool, I do that.
We agree, so we do it. It takes a few good whacks, but you find yourself imbued with athletic prowess. And yeah, the kind of barred gate swings back and you're able to enter into a old abandoned clock tower. There's a long winding wooden staircase leading up. There is just this kind of beacon of moonlight where light can get in through the glass clock face.
Well, I'm just going to yell at the top of my lungs, "Kronos, come face me! Come on!" And then just continue to yell his name just over and over and over again.
So, previously on this recording,
Dancing.
Dancing. Alan.
Pink suits.
Described boys.
I did describe boys.
That's basically what the show is.
Yeah.
Us describe boys, mostly gay.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.